catches if you can, DC 5. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJ. And don't forget, Dan Marcus is coming up next. And be listening around 10:45 this morning. He's going to do his interview with Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits. Remember what they talked about, because after 2 o'clock, sometime Kurt Vollman's going to ask you to call in and say, what did they talk about? You can win yourself a pair of tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater coming up at the end of February. So be listening. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early. We're dark and early at 6 a.m. It's 9 o'clock. Stay right where you are. Don't move.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House Budget Office issued a memo overnight ordering a pause on all federal grants and loans to give officials time to determine whether they're in line with new Trump administration priorities. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There's not a lot of clarity of who exactly would be impacted by these orders. What is clear is that each agency is now scrambling to create a comprehensive analysis of their programs that will be due on February 10th.
Democrats are questioning the legality of the freeze. The president's new Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, accompanied federal immigration agents as they began rounding up suspected undocumented immigrants with criminal records here in New York City this morning. She posted video with the quote, "Dirt bags like this will continue to be removed from our streets." One Republican lawmaker is calling for an investigation into cities that protect the undocumented. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee wants an investigation into the policies of the sanctuary jurisdictions and their impact on public safety and federal immigration enforcement. James Comer also wants the mayors of those cities to testify at a hearing next month. He calls their efforts misguided and obstructionist and said they hindered the ability of federal law enforcement officers to remove dangerous criminals from American communities.
One of the only big box chains refusing to scrap its diversity, equity, and inclusion program is under new pressure. CBS's Jim Crisula.
19 Republican state attorneys general are pressuring Costco to do away with its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies and programs. It comes after 98% of Costco shareholders voted last week against a proposal to have the company evaluate any business risks posed by its DEI stance.
Wintry weather is beginning to hit a huge swath of the Northeast. It's expected to move across the Great Lakes today. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
In New England, these intense bursts of very heavy snow and winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour also causing whiteout conditions.
Google will make changes as per President Trump.
I renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, and we are restoring the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley.
Google says it will update maps accordingly once the administration updates the geographic names information system. For users outside the U.S., Google Maps will list the Gulf of Mexico and Denali alongside the new names. NASDAQ futures up 41, S&P futures ahead 8. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant isn't the only place for Microsoft in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It's at I-94 and 142. They plan on putting up 4 buildings there to house a data center. It'll be a wind advisory today with winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts again up to 50. For the second day, the National Weather Service is warning about flying debris and fallen tree limbs during the advisory. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who brought fake guns to Roosevelt Elementary has been sentenced to a year in juvenile detention. The judge ordered the teen to participate in the Racine County Rise Up program after causing a lockdown last November. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is warning about ice dangers after multiple rescues over the past weekend. Vehicles went through ice on Browns Lake and Wind Lake. That led to multiple rescues. We'll have more on the windy warm-up coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs were probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believed get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy is returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good news, it's not Monday anymore. Your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, and The Association Together, one show, February 28th, Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Be listening next hour when I talk with Peter Noon. And pay attention, I could win you some tickets to see him free from WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
it made me feel like a man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby. He said it would.
rather live in his world than live without him.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and I'm Dan Marcus with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, reminding you that the most romantic day of the year is a little over 2 weeks away. No, I'm not talking about National Recycle Your Tires Day. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks from Friday, and we've got you covered with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Some sweets from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, and little sparkly jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. Now, here's what you do. We'll even throw in some concert tickets to see Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon and The Association February 28th. But I digress. You sign up to win these items at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. At the Peach Cobbler Factory, Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, or at Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. When you can win these, we'll be naming the winner Monday, February 10th. So good luck with that, and sign up now today. Details on our website at WRJN.com.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city.
WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roam to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
WRJN.
Cinder Nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in a matter of minutes, 9:45-ish on WRJN. But first, this update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County isn't the only place Microsoft is building in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in Kenosha. They're already working on a $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment, announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala, is located just off the interstate near 142. The Mount Pleasant project alone is expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. Everyone knows it's windy, and to prove it, there's an alert. A wind advisory will be in effect later today with 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and gusts up to 50. The National Weather Service says that could lead to flying debris and fallen tree limbs. We'll have the latest on the windy warm-up coming in the forecast. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who admitted to bringing fake guns to an elementary school to scare kids has been sentenced to 1 year in a juvenile detention program. A judge yesterday ordered the teen to participate in the Racine Juvenile Detention Rise Up program, which aims to promote positive behavior change. The threat caused a lockdown at Roosevelt Elementary and schools across Kenosha last November. And in a move towards addressing housing needs, Pleasant Prairie leaders have approved another development. The Inspire Prairie Springs apartment development is a massive 710-unit project set to transform the vacant property near the Premium Outlets. The development is valued at $185 million. It'll be built in two phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 30.
About you, 98 years serving southeastern Wisconsin. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sky. When the weather's got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Temperature near 40. It's going to feel like summertime today in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Dan Marcus with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget right after the Beatles on WRJN.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Also known for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can hear it twice daily, Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 in the afternoon. Listen for it.
Watch it.
Or watch it. WRJN.
I was born in a crossfire hurricane.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The new Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, rode along with federal immigration agents and posted video as they staged raids on undocumented immigrants suspected of criminal activity in New York City. CBS New York's Christina Phan says they made at least one arrest.
You can see law enforcement officers carrying out the enforcement operation at an undisclosed location. We're told the suspect, now in custody, whom the DEA blurred in these photos, is facing charges of kidnapping, assault, and burglary.
The Trump administration has just ordered a pause on federal